Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And joining us by phone, I have Ryan Bell. He is the principal at Beulah Ranch, which is the third of the three current offers being made on OLFA, which the county commission is going to talk about tomorrow in the first in 2 years committee of the whole meeting that we've got going on. Ryan, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Happy to be with you.
Hey, great to have you. So obviously the two other groups that are putting in bids and have put in bids, you know, we've been talking about them for years, and then all of a sudden your bid comes in. And the one thing that I think is the sort of the most obvious, I know we observed it and other people observed it too, is, you know, one bid came in at Henderson Group came in at 40. Fred Hemmer's group came in at 42.5 for the whole parcel. And then your group came in at 30 million. The first sort of obvious question, it'd be dumb if I didn't ask it, is what makes you competitive at such a lower price?
Sure. Well, when I initially delivered that, in my conversations with the county staff, there was no other official offers on the table. So I picked a number that was right for my group, right for my math and the other shops and restaurants that we're in conversations with to be on the field. So first thing I would say is that I'm open to negotiating. There's a little bit of room there. But also it comes down to the particulars when you really start dialing in on this number. A lot of people can throw out a number, but what matters is what is actually wired at closing and what that final number is really going to be. So, for instance, I have family that lives in the area. I'm a fifth-generation Pensacolian, so I care about this project from a business standpoint, but also from a personal standpoint. So something as small but really important as roads and infrastructure, when you start talking about having 18-wheelers on Frank Reeder Road where my kids and their cousins walk down that road, it's super important to me. So building something like a road and paying for that road, it could be millions, up to $5 million. So if you do the math on that and I'm willing to pay $5 million on a road, that cost comes out of my group's pocket and my offer comes closer to 35 and in reality. And then you bring somebody like Fred's down by five and that brings him closer to 37 million. So all of those details come into account when you're considering a development of this scale.
Okay. So, and that had been, I know we've had the conversation on again, off again about, you know, getting Triumph involved and, you know, getting the road funded by them. But the key part being, if that road that connects 9 Mile to the back end of the parcel where you're going to have the light industrial, you know, the jobs basically, that avoids sending all of the traffic down Frank Reeder Road. And instead, you know, that's kind of preserves those communities, preserves the safety value of that side of that's the idea, right?
That's right. Yes, sir, it is. Yep.
So, what, I mean, have you done this before? Is this, you know, is this something that you've overseen developments like this before?
So I've been a part of groups that have done this. This would be my first personal one, but I've just seen friends that I've worked with in real estate do it, and I'm getting them involved to get this project done.
Okay. And I know one of the, obviously the, from my point of view, and also I think from the community's point of view, key things is honoring of the master plan. You know, there's been a lot of talk about the master plan, you know, being this compromise between the people who wanted to put jobs only on that site and the people who wanted to put some kind of a town center or, you know, residences on that site. And we have this obvious mix and we all know that there's going to have to be some changes to it. It's the question of whether you're going to really keep to the spirit of it. In your offer, you say you will. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That's right. No, I fully believe in the DPZ plan. I love it. And that's part of what got me excited about it. So I started my real estate career in Tampa, and that's where I developed a lot of my core relationships. And so when I saw this plan, I immediately got on the phone. And honestly, I've been involved in this process for almost 2 years now. It's wild to believe that it's been that long. But it's that part of a project for me that I've stayed engaged in the background and kept my friends in the loop as this has developed because I believe in the plan. I believe it's perfect for that area, for the future of Beulah. And just being a part of these bigger cities like Tampa, and I've toured Atlanta, toured Jacksonville, toured Miami, And being able to have that environment where you can live there, you can work there, you can walk to your restaurants, walk to parks. I feel like downtown is kind of getting close to that walkability. But it's just something really special when you have a community like that. And I know that Beulah is a perfect opportunity for us to see one of these developments come to fruition.
We're talking to Ryan Bell. He is the principal at Beulah Ranch, the offerer of the third offer on OLF 8 that's going to, I assume, be discussed tomorrow morning. But I want to ask him that question in just a second. Let me get a quick traffic break in here from John with Traffic on the Fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 looking good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Ryan Bell just real quickly. Ryan, I did want to ask, you know, the county commission is having the first committee of the whole meeting. It's absolutely right. I'm very proud of Mike Kohler for bringing this back. It's something we've been missing for a couple of years. Have you guys been invited? Do you know yet whether there's going to be presentation time by the three entities doing offers on OLF 8? I mean, do we know anything about tomorrow yet?
So I'm going to be on the phone with Commissioner Kohler later today just to get more direction on that.
Okay.
The word that I've been given is that there's potential for each one to have about 10 minutes to have a presentation and dialogue with the commissioners.
Okay. I mean, I really hope so. That makes the most sense to me, and I'd be kind of surprised if, you know, you wouldn't have that happen, but I was just kind of curious if you knew specifically if that's going to be the case. Well, you know, hey, look, I'm a big believer in, you know, more offers is better than fewer offers, and, you know, somebody locally trying to get involved. Best of luck. You know, I just hope in the end what we get is something that we can all be excited about. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Hey, just to put it in perspective, there are about 50,000 people that live in the Beulah area now, and that's the same amount of people that's in the city limits of Pensacola. And they've got the Publix, the McDonald's, a couple car washes, and a storage unit. So it's definitely time for the people of Beulah to have more amenities. And I think that's going to help not just the people of Beulah, but the people of Escambia County as a whole.
Oh, very good. And I won't ask you to answer the question, but I will say what I have been pushing for years is if you do acquire the land, at least until it gets developed, can you just take down the fence and let people play there? I won't ask you to comment.
But hey, man. I'm not going to take that off. You know what? I'm going to put that. I'm going to make a note, and we can have a conversation about that in the future.
Good. I mean, you know, model rockets, model airplanes, 4x4s, horses.
There
I mean, it just seems
wrong
like
with that. Absolutely. No, I agree. The more that the people can enjoy it and get excited about the future of what we're going to bring for them to experience, I think is a good thing.
Ryan Bell with Beulah Ranch, thanks for the time today and best of luck tomorrow, sir.
Thanks
so much.
Thank you.
818 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need any kind of plumbing, electrical, air conditioning, heating work done in your home, Peden does all of that. And it kind of makes sense if you think about it. You know, if you're going to do electrical, you do air conditioning. If you do air conditioning, electrical, you know, why not do heating? You know, why not do plumbing? They're all kind of those semi or fairly complicated mechanical things inside the home. Why not do them all? They do. Okay, all along the Gulf Coast, from Panama City to Pensacola to Tallahassee to Beulah to, you know, Baldwin County last year to Mobile County this year, they have been expanding, you know, 100% satisfaction guarantee on the work because they're going to show up on time, they're going to do what they say, they're going to have good products and stand by them. That's what you want. And this month, during December, they're trying to, you know, really clear out all of the, not old, I mean, they've just been sitting there for a year, but, you know, the air conditioning systems and the generators that they've got in stock right now. So back in August, they had $1,000 off, and, you know, sometimes it pays to wait. Well, if you need a new air conditioning system and they have it in stock, it's $2,024 off right now. So, because it's 2024. But yeah, $2,000 off and new AC system in stock or new generators that are in stock, as long as you get them installed this month. Find out more at Peden, PEDEN.com.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, Paul Benakis and Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis and Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
The holidays are bigger than ever at Daryl's Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, with most new machines offering 0% financing for up to 48 months to qualified buyers. All new machine purchases come with complimentary guide classes. Select used machines offer a gift with purchase. Gift cards are available and stocking stuffers are $50 or less. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewingandpensacola.com.
Keep telling you, you never know when. You got to pay attention. We have a pair of tickets to A Christmas Story being put on by Pensacola Little Theater December 13th through the 22nd. So I have a pair of tickets for that. You win right now. Caller number 3-437-1620, 437-1620. You will definitely not shoot your eye out.
Join Ballet Pensacola's artistic director, Stefano Candreva, and professional dancers this Monday at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel for the upcoming Nutcracker Ballet. This beloved holiday tradition will now feature five magical performances from December 20th through 22nd at the historic Sanger Theater. Tickets at Sanger Box Office or Ticketmaster.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
Do you believe in Santa Claus, Tommy?
Sure I do.
This is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a super Happy New Year.
This is Diana Quigley, Marketing and Digital Consultant, and I wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Christmas is still Christmas.
Oh, Christmas isn't just a day. It's a frame of mind.
Hi, I'm Morgan, the Promotion Assistant, wishing you a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a Happy New Year.
Ho, ho, ho.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Come out to the coast. We'll get together, have a few laughs.
Watch the four-hour meeting from Milton last night. Good Lord, people. But I will. Don't worry. I will. I always do. We got the new board got installed, so get the clean sweep of the old candidates, and now the Pitchfork Posse has their six people on the board. They won. Look, I mean, Pam Mitchell and Lauren Cooper and Sherry Chapman and Jerry Cooey, they absolutely got their wish. And the byproduct of their wish was to stop the wastewater treatment plant. And they got what they wanted last night. It was unclear what was going to happen. But last night, and, you know, Channel 3 did some pretty good reporting on this. They asked Larry McKee before the meeting, one of the new board members.
I'm going to push that we will have a decision done this year. We're not going to give away $5 million.
No, we're not going to give away $5 million. We're going to give away $50 million. So... oh, my God. Sandy Woodbury, who, she is such a hero of mine. She's such a good person. She has been working her tail off for years to put together all the grant money for this wastewater treatment plan. And she got up there and spoke last night. And it was actually kind of weirdly appropriate because the camera angle from behind her head had the yellow outline of the circle of the seal of the city of Milton on the dais. And it looked like a halo around her head. It was actually kind of wild. They showed some of it on Channel 3, actually, some of her talking. But she was the grants person. She's the all not single-handedly, but, you know, heavily her involved in making this happen, going all over the place and scrounging all of this money together, making it possible to build this facility. And then
every quarter that goes by,
and there is no activity on these projects, we lose ground. We have the potential of losing my total, though. My total, and I'm counting just the grants, is 38.9.
Plus the ARPA money that is not going to go to the spray field now. I mean, you're pushing $50 million is what the council voted to just flush last night. It's elections have consequences. The Save Our Blackwater people convinced everybody that they were going to destroy the Blackwater River with this project. They managed to persuade people. I think it's nonsense. But, you know, these handful of people did not want a wastewater treatment plant in their backyard. This is the ultimate NIMBY thing ever. And they won. They did the political process. They persuaded the voters. They got what they wanted. And now they've gotten rid of all that. And the trade-off is going to be, we don't have a wastewater treatment plant coming. We don't even have a plan yet now for even getting the discharge water out of the Blackwater from the current plant. I mean, like, what are you going to do? Like, there's no plan right now because they said no. And so what you're going to get is, if you're going to have new homes are going to be, what's that? On septic. What do you get from septic? You get contamination. You get runoff. You get problems. You get Okay. Look, people make decisions. Decisions have consequences. Oh, by the way, did you know the cost of these things is going up? Oh, this is crazy. The county, I haven't reported on this yet, but the county yesterday, traffic on the fives. John, tell them about the traffic.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No new accidents to let you know about, but again, if you're on the Garcon Point Bridge, we're seeing some minor delays due to construction in that area. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So this is actually not yesterday. This is Monday. The wastewater treatment plant that is going to be built at the Milton Exchange, the industrial park off of 87. Jared Lowe, the assistant county administrator for Santa Rosa.
Item number 9, construction contract for the wastewater treatment plant at Milton Interchange Park. Commissioners, you've all been apprised individually that the bids received for this project were dramatically outside of our budget. Staff's recommendation at this point would be to reject the bids and authorize the publication of an invitation to negotiate so that staff can identify a more financially feasible project to bring back at a later date.
By the way, what do you mean by way too high? Well, Talcon had come in at 27 or 28, I think, million. And then Keith Rogers from Bear General Contracting got up in the public meeting and said, we've got an offer in for 24. 14 had been the budget. So double. It's double. And so whatever didn't happen in Milton is now going to be, not cheap. Remember, Santa Rosa thought they were going to solve this problem for themselves by doing their own wastewater treatment plant for the industrial park. And now Milton is going to do what exactly? I have an answer for you. I don't think they have an answer either. They just said, well, not here. Okay. We'll see. I'd love to give you better news. I don't have it. I'm. You know what I'm hoping? Can I say this? I'm hoping that I have misunderstood something. I'm hoping that I'm going to get in there and I'm going to watch the 4-hour meeting, and all of a sudden it's going to be clear, and the sky is going to, the clouds are going to part, and the sun is going to beam down on me, and I'm going to be like, they really do have a brilliant plan to solve this problem. They didn't just decide to flush, intended reference, $50 million down the drain, and have no backup plan for complying with DEP and solving the wastewater needs of East Milton. They have, I'm hoping that doesn't turn out to be true. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, a Southern California wildfire that's been destroying homes and forced evacuations is still burning. The Franklin fire broke out late on Monday. And have you seen these drones in New Jersey? Until more is known about the drones that have been flying around the state for about 3 weeks, a state lawmaker there now calling for a ban on all drones across the state.
Well, are they drones or are they UAPs?
Well, that's the question.
I don't think we know they're drones. I think calling them drones is premature.
Or aircraft.
Or aircraft.
They've got
right.
The flashing lights.
There's lots of different things. They're aircraft. Yeah. They could be. Okay.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Inflation's ticked up a bit. Prices are up 2.7% from this time last year, according to the Labor Department's Consumer Price Index.
The CPI was up 0.3% from October. Excluding food and energy, core inflation was also up 0.3% for the month and was up 3.3% for the year ending in November.
Fox's Jenny Casola. South Carolina House Republican Nancy Mace says she was assaulted at the Capitol by someone she calls a pro-trans man.
That suspect is identified as 33-year-old James McIntyre of Illinois. Congresswoman Mace has drawn controversy recently for insisting people inside the Capitol use restrooms corresponding to biological gender, an issue sparked by the arrival of newly elected Congressmember Sarah McBride of Delaware, a transgender woman.
Fox's Evan Brown. May says she has a wrist brace and needed ice for her arm. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 50 degrees. It is partly cloudy in Pensacola. A registered sex offender facing charges for allegedly sexually assaulting a young family member, 55-year-old Teddy Morvant, was arrested last week. According to a report, he's accused of sexually assaulting a family member between 2023 and 2024 when she was 5 and 6 years old. Morvant was arrested last Thursday, is charged with lewd and lascivious molestation and sexual battery by a familial custodian. He's pleaded not guilty in the case and is due back in court December 27th. A cantonment company has landed a big contract with the Gulf Coast VA. ESA South awarded a $78 million contract to renovate Building 1 at the Biloxi VA Medical Center. North Escambia reports that that work will renovate that building to have state-of-the-art facilities. The Escambia Board of Commissioners looking into reinstating the old policy that would limit commissioners' presence on social media. That policy was lifted in 2019, but before that, it was in effect for about a decade.
I want the citizens of Escambia County to trust the Board of County Commissioners. And these kind of policies make it look where we can be more transparent and that we live by a code of conduct that we, same as our oath. We're just bringing back common sense, honestly.
That is Commission Chairman Mike Kohler, and if it's approved, commissioners wouldn't be allowed to discuss their county business on social media or online blogs. They'd also be discouraged from using phones during meetings. Well, delivery trucks are out on roads across the state and across the nation today. They're trying to get gifts ordered online to their destinations before the holidays. Florida's Attorney General says porch pirates, though, have been out and on the prowl.
According to a recent report, porch pirates stole $12 billion worth of packages last year.
That's Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody. She says anybody that steals a package in Florida can expect a felony charge as long as that package is worth more than $40. That's because state lawmakers enhanced penalties for porch pirates last year. Well, we are seeing some reaction here in Florida to the news that Syria's government has been taken over by rebels. One FIU analyst says it'll be a big strategic loss for Iran.
This was, first of all, their most dependable Arab state ally in the region. Secondly, it was a land bridge in terms of transportation, right, transporting personnel, weapons, and supplies to Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Dr. Eric Lobb, and he says the rebels are attempting to make their message a bit more appealing inside of Syria and internationally. Lobb says Israel will have to be proactive and secure their borders and possibly destroy weapons facilities so rebels aren't able to take them over. McDavid woman facing drug charges after an incident at the Atmore McDonald's. Police say they were called to that restaurant for a report of a disorderly woman throwing food at vehicles. When they arrived, they found a 43-year-old shy over English. They say she was agitated and cursing. Initially, she was arrested for disorderly conduct, but after arriving at the Escambia jail, corrections officers say they found spice and items used to ingest narcotics, so she now faces additional charges. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got her traffic.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Seeing some major delays right now on 98 eastbound. If you're coming, if you're near the Navarre Beach Bridge going eastbound, you're going to see about a 10 to 15 minute delay there. But I-10, I-110 are all looking good. Not seeing any other delays to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
Showers come to an end early this morning with temperatures dropping 57 degrees for your high with mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 38. Staying chilly for that Thursday with a high near 55 degrees, sunny skies. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 42 degrees. For Friday, high near 61 with mostly sunny skies. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
50 right now, partly cloudy in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze. Our next news at 9 o'clock, we've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Your money now this morning. Our markets are up at the opening bell. The Dow's up 93.5 points at 44.341. S&P up 34.5 at 60.69. NASDAQ up 100, almost 187 points this morning at 19874. 10-year bond rate down a bit at 4.209%. Gold prices up 1440 at 273280. Silver prices down 8 cents, 3266. And the crypto market is up this morning. Bitcoin up 2478 at 98881. Ethereum's up, Solana's up, Dogecoin up a penny at 40 cents this morning. Our next news at 9 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
We're sharing more than ever before during the 2024 Subaru Share the Love event. Now through January 2nd, when you purchase or lease a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $200 to Subaru's donation. And for every routine Subaru vehicle service visit, Anderson Subaru will donate $5 more to the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. So far, we've donated over $175,000 to fight breast cancer right here in Pensacola. Get a great vehicle and support a great cause at the Subaru Share the Love event now through January 2nd. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation for new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share for details.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hi, I'm Chad Piku with Affiliated Insurance. Are you missing out? 9 million people are now eligible for low-cost health insurance. For some, much lower. 4 out of 5 people pay $10 or less a month. Didn't qualify for assistance in the past year? You may now. Some people even qualify for plans as low as $0 a month. Why not you? Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
Join Don from Ashna Navant Health 65 Plus tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, where she is sharing information on the Ashna Navant Health 65 Plus care model for seniors and how this is different from a primary care visit. Tune in to call in or text your questions for Don to 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola right now.
Florida Power & Light. Well, they're going to increase their rates $12 a month starting next year to cover restoration costs from the 24 hurricane season.
Pensacola right now.
President-elect Trump asking to have his Georgia criminal election interference case thrown out.
Pensacola right now.
The latest reading on the labor market has been released.
Payroll processor 80.
Pensacola right now. 4 till 7. After Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative. Local. Dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, this one goes to the, it was sort of a news item that Chi-Chi's is relaunching. And that means that we get, you know, the chimichanga. That means we get the cornbread casserole. Oh, that's not good.
That's amazing.
The margaritas, like all of it. Like all of it.
I'm talking about the cornbread casserole.
Yeah, I know. It's so good. So my question for you, you know, bring back a restaurant. 437-1620. Dig deep in your archives. Bring back a restaurant that you wish would come back. Chi-Chi's is off the table because it's already coming back, so you can't make that one happen. But it could be a chain that has gone away. It could be a single. It could be a local. You know, I've only lived here for 11, gosh, almost years now. And so, you know, I may not know all the local ones, but, you know, if you have a local that you wish you could bring back, 437-1620, what defunct restaurant or restaurant chain do you wish would return so that you could go eat at that place? There's actually almost a... That's not quite. There's sort of a news story adjacent to this that I haven't mentioned yet. But anyway, John Pickens, what do you got, sir?
Okay, so being from Texas, we had the Poncho's Mexico restaurant.
It's an Irish...
Poncho's! It's a Mexican restaurant that you could get all... So you go through the line at first and pick out what you want. And then you could raise a little flag and they'll get you more of it.
Oh.
And then they bring sopapillas out at the end of your meal.
So it's sort of a table service buffet add-on.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay.
I love that out in Arlington.
Interesting. I've not heard of that. You got me thinking. I was thinking about the Irish. I was thinking about Carlos O'Kelly's Irish Mexican, which always cracked me up as the name of a place, right? That's the weirdest thing you could ever imagine. 437-1620. You looked like you were struggling, Meg. Is there... You look like you didn't have one that really jumped to mind for you.
I didn't. I was really rattling, going through my little Rolodex in my head, and then I thought of something that's not necessarily my favorite restaurant, but I used to love to go there every once in a while because it was kind of fun. I might be dating myself yet again.
We're all going to do that.
Okay, it's like Morrison's Cafeteria.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
I got
remember that, where you could go in and you had to pick the buffet. It was like cool because it had everything
in there.
It
was right there in University Mall.
Yep.
And that is one that I've heard this one previously. This super predates me, but yes, we've already got a text in here from Morrison's right when
I'm not alone.
No. I'm sure you're not alone. I'm sure there are lots of other people saying the same thing.
It's not a fine dining or anything like that, but it was just kind of a unique experience.
I love that. For me, and I could come with many. The one that always pops to mind is a Baker Square. Baker Square Pie. It's a Midwestern thing. It became popular fresh pies. And then
one.
I think they got adopted by some other folks somewhere. Anyway, but they had the best chocolate silk and Bavarian cream pie. Like, you know, like so ridiculously good. And that's all I want. I just want to go back in time and have a Baker Square chocolate silk pie, French silk pie. 437-1620, 437-1620. Let's see. Casa Bonita. Okay. All right. I see you with Casa Bonita. Quincy's. I love their big fat yeast rolls, somebody says.
Oh, those were good.
No. Now you made me. I didn't want to. I had this one blocked out. You know what I really want back? And partially this is because I'm a good husband. Ryan's Steakhouse. I wish we could have Ryan's Steakhouse.
Oh, yes.
Those were good.
Because,
they were pretty good.
Yes, it was, you know, not the high end. It wasn't Jackson's or anything like that. Okay, I get it. But they had the best rolls. They literally, like, my wife, that was her favorite thing in the whole wide world is she would go there, she'd order a hamburger steak because she only ate hamburger, and I would get a steak and a chicken or something. It's a buffet. It's kind of like a Golden Corral or whatever. And we used to have one up on
29.
There was another one, too,
yeah.
Besides Ryan's. What was the name of the other steakhouse chain before Golden Corral?
I don't remember. You'll have to think of the name.
Oh, someone
like
help
Ponderosa
me out.
Or something?
Something, yeah, okay. Something like that.
But what Ryan's had was the rolls, and they were the all-time single best rolls anybody has ever made, period. I don't care.
Huh.
Texas Roadhouse is like, every once in a while, she'll settle for having those because they're good, but
right.
They're not as good as. That was the real thing that they had. 437-1620. What was the restaurant that you would like to bring back? Lums, somebody says. You know Lums? It's not one that resonates with me, but... I don't know. It's a seafood place. I'm not really sure. I have some reason in my head, I have Lum's Seafood. Swenson's.
Oh, I remember Swenson's.
I'm glad you guys have been here longer, so you remember some of the local ones. Somebody says, I can't figure the name of it, but it has spaghetti meatballs and Italian fouet. John's
that
working
was
on
right
it.
Across the street from University Mall, and I can't think of the name. Fazoli's.
Oh, Fazoli's?
Yes.
Okay. Fazoli's. Yeah, Fazoli's was right. Very, very. It was like the fast food alternative to Olive Garden.
Right.
Yeah, and they had good breadsticks, and it was cheap, good Italian food. I mean, definitely on the low end of the scale, price wise. 437-1620 Steak and ale. Yeah. Oh, Bennigan's. You know, Bennigan's.
Oh, yeah. Those were fun places.
The French.
It was right next door.
French onion soup with the 18-inch thick cheese melted on top. And Bennigan's was the place that when we were first a radio station, Bennigan's was kind of where they operated out of, right? Mm-hmm. Back in the day. And kind of like that was our second office, basically, across the street here at University Mall. Let's see. Somebody here says, Ma Hopkins Boarding House. Is that one you're familiar with at all? It doesn't resonate with me, but that's okay. I'm sure somebody is. Let's get traffic. John has traffic on the fives. John?
Let's see here. No accidents to let you know about that are new. Let's see here. Seeing some delays right now. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. But other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. And Shoney's was another
Shoney's.
One.
Okay.
Do you remember Shoney's?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to remember.
Shoney's was sort of
with the big boy.
World famous Southern. Well,
yes.
that's Big Boy.
Yeah,
that's
Big Boy.
Oh, that's
Big
Boy,
separate.
Yeah. Well, Shoney's had a big guy in the front, though, too, didn't he?
No.
The cartoon character, right?
Yes, right?
I don't remember
holding
that.
A big hamburger or something?
No, that's
Big Boy.
Big Boy.
That's
no,
literally Big Boy.
Okay. It's okay.
We're all struggling with our memory and food issues here today, which I love it.
Frightening.
437-1620. If you need a home, you need to sell a home, buy a home, whatever the case may be, you need a good real estate agent, somebody who knows how to get it done. Christina Lumworth, and a lot of it's detail. It's attention to detail. It's doing all the sort of obvious things that everybody should do. Well, she just does. And typically does them really, right. One of the examples she told me a couple of years ago, actually, and it always stuck with me, is when somebody comes and looks at one of her homes, on one of her listings, and then doesn't make an offer, it's very common to just, okay, well, they didn't make an offer. They're not interested. She'll call them. We'll call the agent, Be like, hey, I know your folks came and looked at this home. Why didn't they make an offer? Well, the price was too high, or they didn't like the frontage, or they didn't like the, this or whatever. Oh, well, we could fix that. Or, oh, well, you want to talk about price? What would it make it appealing to you? Like, A, you're learning for future clients potentially, right? You're, improving for the next sale or the next, showing. But also, you might be able to turn a no offer into maybe an offer, maybe a deal. I mean, it's a little thing, but it's a thing you do every time, and then that produces results. And all those little things add up to big results. 175 homes sold last year, on track to do about that same amount this year. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158. You're showing me.
It was the
Shoney's acquired Big Boy?
Well, it was Shoney's Big Boy restaurants first, and then they dropped the Big Boy. But see the Big Boy holding the burger?
Yeah, yeah.
They
so I know Big Boy as its own brand in the Midwest.
Oh, interesting.
Not
well,
as a
no,
Shoney's spinoff.
Yeah, it was Shoney's Big Boy, and so they always had the Big Boy statue out front.
Yeah, right, right. I love the Big Boy.
But now I guess somewhere along the way they dropped the Big Boy.
Now, let's go back a little bit. There was a Shakey's Pizza.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you remember that? It's right across on Bloodsworth, right across from the mall.
We had one of those in Athens.
Mm-hmm. That's not just a local, right? That was a chain.
Yeah, that was a chain.
Piccadilly, somebody says. The Angus, somebody else says.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Man, that was a
good restaurant on Scenic Highway.
Of course, we're in a defunct restaurant. We're in the old Darrell Steakhouse.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Man, I could go for it.
I know, right?
So many people have gotten, engaged just 15 feet from where I'm standing. But we preserved it as mostly as is, except for we put a radio station in it. Marcello's, Yamato's, Hopkins. Oh, Hopkins is one that I didn't know, but I've heard about a lot. Somebody else says Morrison's. Somebody says we miss Gal Silvo, Scopolo's. Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Scopolo's. I miss Scopolo's.
And now Scenic and Calvert's downtown. I miss La Breeza. John Huggins had La Breeza, which was just going into Gulf Breeze on the right-hand side
there.
I remember
that.
That went away. And, oh, my God, the food was so good.
There was also a cute little restaurant that was locally owned that was in the old, now Florida Power and Light, Gulf Power building.
Oh, yeah.
Remember downstairs? Oh, what was that?
Was that the one that moved there from being at the corner of Fairfield and Pace?
Yes, I think so.
The
and it was owned by a woman.
Homestead, Ranch House. It was supposed to
be downstairs.
They forced it out, and they still haven't built anything yet at Fairfield and Pace. That's crazy. What was the burger place? I always forget this. This is our favorite burger place in town. It had the location over on Navy, and then also had the location in the mall on Creighton and 9th Avenue. Burger Factory.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
Oh, my God. With the sweet potato tots? One. Oh, no. This was like the best burger in town when it was in existence. And then they went away. And now my wife's unhappy. You took away our Ryan's. You took away her burger factory. What's wrong with you, Pensacola? Marcello's? Is that one you guys recognize? Marcello's? Doesn't ring a bell with me. Hopkins Boarding House. That's the one. Barn Hills. Cheap with okay food. Aegean Breeze and Gulf Breeze. Oh, I didn't know they were gone.
I loved Aegean Breeze.
Yeah, I didn't realize they weren't there anymore. Mm-hmm.
So good.
Morrison's again. Spud Nuts Donut Shop. Anybody? Anybody? Not for me. Daryl's Restaurant. You would sit in a Ferris wheel and other cool seats.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I didn't know that.
There was even a pole going through here with a little horse on it, like the
carousel.
Carousel.
Oh,
yes, yeah. It was going right there. Huh.
Fazoli, somebody else said Hop Jacks. Yes. Oh, Hop Jacks was so good. Urban Swinery, locally owned by Global Grill. Quiznos. Is Quiznos gone? I'm not a mall food person, so I wouldn't know. I thought Quiznos was still around, so I apologize. Bennigan's, there we go. Barn Hills. Bennigan's again. Marcello's Italian Restaurant. Steak and Ale. Barn Hills. We're getting multiple votes for some of these. You're probably thinking of Barn Hills. Sizzler, that might be the one you're thinking
Western
of.
Western Sizzler, that's what it was.
There you go.
Thank
Western
you
Sizzler.
So much, yeah. Whoever sent that in.
I love how people are helping us. We have the best audience. We do. Like, if you don't know a thing and you just say it, they'll always help. Let's see, Semolina's. I'm not familiar with that one.
Oh, I do remember that one.
All types of food, but pasta being the focus, I assume.
Do you remember Silver Screen?
Yes, one of my favorite places.
It was
where
just
you could
right
watch
over
a movie,
here.
Drink a beer, eat food, lounge around in the. And I never went there, but I feel like I missed out because I think it was still here when we had moved here.
Yeah, it was here for.
And it was an experience.
Where the exercise place is,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Somebody says New York Knicks. Oh yeah.
Oh, we used to watch football at New York Knicks.
And all the stuff that
Great
was
place.
Around that. All right. Well, we're totally out of time.
We could just keep going.
Oh, my God. You guys are the best. It's 852 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
If a new Volkswagen is on your holiday wish list, there's no better time than now to sign and drive a new VW home for the holidays. Yep, the Sign and Drive event at Peakmore Imports offers you the 2025 Atlas and 2025 Atlas Cross Sport, both available for a 36-month lease with zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first-month payment. It's as easy as signing your name and making room under your tree or your driveway. Plus, the 2024 Tiguan and Taos crossovers are also available to sign and drive home for the holidays. And the 2024 VW Jetta SEL is now discounted a full $3,000, bringing its sale price to a low $28,451. The holidays are here, and the Peakmore Imports family wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Sign and drive is for a 36-month lease for qualified customers through PCI. Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. No security deposit. Example lease for a 2024 Tiguan S is $379 a month for 36 months. Discounts on Jetta before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Offers valid to January 2nd, 2025.
Sarah, it's been ages. How are things?
Hey, Lisa. Things are okay, I guess. Things with Mark haven't felt the same lately.
Oh, Sarah, that is so common. It could just be ED or low testosterone.
Really? I didn't even think about that. I was blaming myself.
Yeah, Jim had ED and low T. I thought I was doing something wrong, but it's just a medical condition. Now he's passionate about his job again, lost a little weight, and even put on some muscle since he went to Wave Men's Health. They specialize in ED and low T treatments, and you should see the way he looks at me now.
Wave Men's Health delivers powerful, personalized treatments to reignite the passion in your relationship, even if other pills and treatments haven't done the job. Don't let ED or low T put a damper on what should be the best time of the year.
I forgot how we used to feel. I got my husband back.
Dial 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today and rekindle the magic, because you both deserve to feel the joy this season brings. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
you'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I jumped in the river to save you so I could get my wings. Somebody's just made it.
Made what?
Every time you hear a bell rings, it means that some angel's just got his wings.
Item number 17, also with economic development, to finalize the sale of the property to Damon's Enterprise, approval of sale and conveyance of the property in the I-10 Industrial Park from the BOCC to Damon's Enterprise. Damon's Enterprise, in exchange, will invest $10 million in capital over the next 5 years, along with the creation of 30 jobs.
I think you say it, Damien's, the ice cream. Moving to Milton. We'd known about this for a while, but they're getting the finalizing stages of it. I'll tell you more in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John? Your mic's not on.
I know. Just one accident to let you know about: vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock at Pine Forest Road and Wild Lake Boulevard. First responders are on the scene, but it's still saying the roadway is blocked there.
That's my fault. Sorry. Go ahead.
The roadway is blocked right there, so play it around that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. I told you there was another news story that's kind of adjacent to the conversation we were just having about, you know, defunct, or just old. This is not a defunct. This is an expanding and moving from Pensacola over to Milton, but also a great reminiscing one. Kerry Smith and Colton Wright couldn't help but talking about their experiences growing up with Damien's Ice Cream.
I just want to say this is a great day. This is very, very cool that we have one of the, well, this is an old Pensacola company that's migrated this way. And like a lot of the people that started Damien's, I always have a fond memory of Damien's lemonade, because in the parking lot at Pine Forest High School back in 1982, that guy would be parked out there ready to hawk his goods. And we ran towards that, especially in those summer and early fall days.
My favorite part of the 2 years I was at Workman Middle School was looking forward to lunch. So when you went through the lunch line, they had a freezer, and after you got your tray of food, instead of a drink, you could get either a lemon or an orange Damien. It's by far the best part of the day.
Man, you are young. They didn't have orange back when we started.
You're nodding your head in total agreement, right, John?
Oh, I love those. Both the lemonade and the orange.
Yeah, yeah. So I just think that's really cool. And that's happening. Like, that's actually, you know, in Milton or whatever. So that's great. Hey, if you've got a plumbing need, an issue with your water, it's not hot enough, the pressure's not good, you got a leak, a drip, you want to just reclaim some of that Rubbermaid, whatever, you know what I mean. I'm talking to you. You're better than that. Do better. 477-8782, Barbary Plumbing, by the job, flat rate pricing, not by the amount of time it takes. 477-8782. What's the last thing that I was going to tell you about here? No, I don't have time to do all of that. This is a small thing, but it's kind of cool, from the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting, which is running really well. I love that they are explaining the items so that if you don't read the whole backup of the agenda, you still know what's going on.
Item 14, resolution supporting a regional military underwater heritage trail. This is a multi-county effort to identify grant funding to help purchase decommissioned military vessels for additional artificial reefs.
Great. I mean, it's such a little thing, but it's something that they're doing now, going back to what it used to be done, which is, and I think councils and commissions should all do this, explain the items to the layman. Two or three
Listen
sentences.
On air at 92.